Welcome everybody to Motivational Trainer. Before we get started, click the subscribe button, give me a 5-star rating, leave a review. All those things help me gain access to folks who are looking to gain a little momentum in their life. So one thing I wanted to start off with today, guys, was talking about a question I get asked a lot. And, you know, a lot of my consultations, a lot of folks want to know, you know, where do I start? You know, what is step one? And really, for me, after getting to know you and have a pretty good understanding of where you're currently at, you know, and I'm just kind of starting at, you know, baseline, default, somebody who really doesn't have momentum, they're not working towards a movement at this point in time, but just wants to start the take baby steps in the right direction. And I always talk to folks about their emotional state and changing their chemistry. You know, that's one of the easiest ways you can go about taking steps in the right direction. You know, if you don't feel well, you're not gonna take the extra effort to get to where you need to be. So one thing I talk to folks about a lot is, you know, changing the chemistry within your body to be in a good state where you're gonna have the energy. You're not gonna feel sluggish. You're gonna have a clear mind. You're not gonna have brain fog. And, you know, what it takes to get to that level is very simple. You know, I like to personally start my day off with a lemon water. You know, lemon water takes your system from an acidic level to an alkaline level, and you really want to get to that state. You really want to get to a state where your body's more alkaline than acidic, because acidity it breeds issues. A lot of cancer has been led to an acidic environment. Typically, you know, carcinogens, things like that, live free radicals in an acidic environment. An alkaline environment is usually more of a baseline, healthier way to start your day. How do we get there? So I do it with lemon water. A lot of people do it with green leafy vegetables. You know, a lot of folks who work out will have a salad, either pre and post workout, which typically people, you say, okay, what about protein? But yeah, you need your protein. But after you work out, you have a lot of lactic acid, which is acidic. So what they do is they eat the green leafies to get them back to a baseline, a pH of around 7. And that's what you're looking for. Actually, a little higher than that, but, you know, that's kind of, you know, for conversation's sake, we'll stick that. But for me, it's the lemon water. You know, I like to do a keto coffee, no sugar. So how I like to start my day is getting my body into an alkaline state and removing any toxins from it. Not introducing toxins first thing in the morning. The main toxin that I think people introduce to their diet is sugar. You know, majority of folks wake up, they'll go and they'll start they'll brew a cup of coffee, which, you know, I'm right there with you. But they'll pour in the sugar, they'll pour in the artificial sweeteners, they'll pour in the half and half or the, you know, whatever it is, the creamer that's sweetened that has 1,000 calories, you know, and by the end of the drink, you know, you're now feeling sluggish. You know, you think you get this caffeine rush, and you do, because it's like lighting a match and it flares up. But what you have left in your system is the sugars, and what that's going to do to you is it's going to inflame your system. It's going to probably give you a headache. You know, because you're going to get this quick fix and then it's going to taper off. It's kind of like a high. And it's not going to leave you in the optimal position for the rest of the day where you really need to harness that energy throughout the day. Because if you're going to start a movement, you need to be very efficient. And if you're not starting your day off efficient, then you're not going to be able to sustain it. So everyone says, you know, where do I start? And I say, do that. You know, give it a 90-day challenge. You know, wake up every day, and look, you can't skip. There's no reason to skip drinking, you know, lemon water every day. You know, it's not a situation where it's like game day, so this is going to be my cheat day. No. You know, you can wake up on game days, and you can have a glass of water with lemon in it. You can wake up on game days and have a salad before you fire back some chicken wings or whatever it may be. Sleep. Sleep's another big one. You know, sleep is very controversial because a lot of people can operate on different levels of sleep. I, for one, need at least 6 hours. You know, I'm really, that's kind of what my body requires at this time. So what I like to do is, you know, I'm a night person. I stay up at night. I get my 6 hours, and I wake up 6 hours later, whatever time that is, and then I'm go, 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 go. Some folks, you know, they're morning people. You know, they don't need a lot of sleep, or, you know, they'd rather go to bed early and wake up early in the morning, you know, when it's still dark outside. And that's fine. You know, so we don't try to work against the current. We try to work with the current. So on the topic of sleep, what I like to tell people is, you know, make sure you're getting what your body requires. You know, there are all those times where, yeah, you might not be able to get the full 6 hours of sleep. But at a certain point in time, you got to get back to, you can't fight your body. You got to get back to what your body is kind of requiring at that time, or you're going to crash. And this is not a program where it's a fad. This is not something that's meant to crash in the near future. This program is set up so you can sustain these good habits for longevity, you know, as long as you would like to. And it's not even a thing that you like to do. You know, they become habits, they become rituals, and you don't even have to think about them. They're plug and play, and you can go on your day. And what that leads to is having more available time, because you're not having all these episodes that are derailing you. So if you get your day off to a good start by simply doing one or two things, then it'll put you in a position to have a great day, which puts you in a position to have two great days, and so on and so forth. For you folks who don't want to do the lemon water, you know, anything, you know, a handful of almonds in the morning will get you into an alkaline state. And, you know, quench your hunger. You know, almonds, a handful of almonds, would typically hold somebody over till about lunchtime, you know, and so there you go. It's a win-win, right? You're not overeating in the morning. You're getting into an alkaline state, and what you are putting in your body is really nutritious. So those are the things that we like to talk about in the program, guys. Bottom line is, it doesn't really matter where you start, but as long as you start and what makes sense for you. If you're a coffee drinker, look, before I picked up the lemon water, I was a coffee drinker, but I graduated into a keto bullet coffee type guy. You know, I graduated away from the creamers and the sugars to a coffee now where I add fats. I had healthy fats, and it's able to sustain me all day. You know, folks who I interact with, you know, they think I'm Robotnik. They're like, do you stop to eat? And 3 or 4 years ago, around 11:30, 12 o'clock, I had to stop to eat. You know, my brain was preconditioned to think at 11:30, 12:30, you know, where's that next meal coming? You know, I need to find food. I need to source out a meal. And then you notice your stomach starts rumbling. You know, once I've been doing this good fat coffee, you know, I can go all day, basically. And folks have to stop me and say, hey, you know, are we going to eat? So, and that didn't happen overnight, guys. You know, this is not a program where I'm saying do like me because it's that easy. No. This is just what works for me. And it took me a long time to perfect it. You know, the reason I became the motivational trainer is because I never had that consistency. I had great ideas that I would do for 2 or 3 days, and then next thing you know, right out the window. You know, I didn't have the sustainability that really is needed to change my life. Now I do, and I want to share it with you guys. So if it sounds like something you want to be a part of, please get on my calendar. I'd love to talk to you one-on-one. You know, worst case scenario, you get little tips about things I shared, you know, through this conversation, this podcast. But I'd really at least like to have a conversation with you. So have a great day, and hopefully you get on the calendar.